أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أي الفريقين خير مقاما وأحسن نديا وكم أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن هم أحسن أثاثا ورئيا. Sadaqallahul Azim. These are ayah number 73 and 74 of Surah Maryam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the misunderstanding, more especially of the people of Makkah, but this was not confined and is not confined to the people of Makkah. Anyone could be regarded as people with these illnesses and sicknesses. Allah says, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ, and when our clear signs are revealed upon them. So first of all, the Quraysh of Makkah, the Kuffar of Makkah. قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, then those who disbelieved will say to those who believed, أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٍ, which of the two groups are better, مَقَامًا, in so far as status is concerned, وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا, and in so far as gathering or social standing is concerned. Now what would happen is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala undoubtedly had given the people of Makkah Mukarramah a lot of wealth. We discussed this on many occasions. The forefathers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hashim, they created this system where they would go to Syria in the summer months, Yemen in the winter months, and this entire system had started of goods coming into Makkah, and Allah Ta'ala had given them a lot of wealth. So what they would say is that if there is an akhirah, if there is such a thing as resurrection after death, that we are going to stand in the courts of Allah, then you be the judge. If Allah gave us now in this world, Allah will give us then also. If Allah Ta'ala made us better than you, look at you Muslims, there were those like Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others that were not by the means at all. Look at you, how unfortunate you are. Look at your misfortune in this world, and they regarded finance as success, so you are not successful in this world. So how, if there is an akhirah, if there is another world, then how are you going to be successful over there? So this is what they would bring about, and this is the discussion they would have, especially with those sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were not by the means, those who were impoverished, those who did not have. They will ask this question, أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا, that which group is better in so far as maqam, in so far as financial status is concerned, and وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا, in so far as social circles are concerned. We are far better than you people here. We will be better than you there. So hence, the response of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكَنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ, and how many before them of the generations of the people, the communities we had destroyed, هُمْ أَحْسَنُوا أَثَاثًا, who were better than them. Insofar as athas is concerned, athas actually refers to all different types of wealth. One is a person has cash, finance in the bank, whatever. One is a person may have property. In those days it was about animals, horses, livestock. So athasa refers to every different type of wealth that a person can have. So the people of the previous generations, take the people like Qarun and take the people like Fir'aun and the likes of them, Allah Ta'ala had bestowed them with multitude of different types of wealth. They were better off than the people of Makkah. Wariya. Now Riya actually means outward appearance, but some of the commentators have stated the possessions that they had. Like in our own financial or our own circles, we will look at a person by the car that he drives, the area that he's living in, the kind of house. So that is all ri'ya. That is all the outer appearances of a person, and that is by which a person is judged, and sometimes incorrectly. But nonetheless, these people had all of that. They had the different types of wealth. They adorned themselves with the different types of luxuries that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed, but Allah Ta'ala had destroyed them. So you people of Makkah, don't feel that Allah has given you wealth and that is a token of Allah's pleasure and happiness, and if He's happy with you in this world, He will be happy with you in the hereafter. And this again leaves us with the very, very important lesson. It is not what we have by way of financial, material assets, but it is what we have by way of amal in the courts of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.